بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن قبيس بن مفارق رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: الإيافة والطيرة والطرق من الجبت. We are still here in this chapter on the prohibition of going to fortune tellers, astrologers, diviners, geomancers, and those who take omens by casting stones and barley. All these other things, like going to these fake doctors, we find common advertisements in the papers, Mama so-and-so and Doctor so-and-so, and all these fortune tellers, etc. This all is with sangomas, etc. This is all totally prohibited. We are not allowed to go to them at all. Here in this narration we find that Hazrat Qabisa bin al-Mukhariq radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that al-qiyafatu, that is predicting the future by drawing lines. This is the work of fortune tellers, they work in that way. Taking omens from the flight of birds. This was common in the days of the Arabs before also, that they should let a bird fly, and which direction it flies, according to that they should say that what work you want to do, etc., whether it's going to be good luck or bad luck, etc. And also from turqo, and that is casting of stones, throwing stones and then predicting from there. These are all things of these people, these diviners, etc. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said all this is satanic. It is from shaitan and Muslims must avoid it totally. Abu Dawood narrated it with a sound chain of narrators and said that at-tarqo refers to letting birds free to fly off. When they fly to the right, it is a good omen, and when they fly to the left, it is a bad omen. That is, when you go to them, then they have a bird by them and they let it fly. If it flies to the right, they say it's going to be good, whatever you want to do, whether it's a marriage proposal, whether it's a business venture, etc. And if it happens to fly to the left, they say it is bad. This is just all conjecture. And it is all just imagination. There is nothing. The bird flies in which direction it wants to. We must not take anything from that. And in Islam, to take good luck of something, that is permitted. But to take bad luck of something, that this is bad luck, the cat runs across the road, etc., or whatever, or the cat is meowing at night, and to feel that there's some bad news going to come, this is not permitted. Abu Dawood said that al-ghiyafatu is to draw lines. That is the way of the fortune tellers. They draw various lines and from there they do some predictions. All this is satanic. This hadith explains the prohibition of various acts. One is al-ghiyafatu. A fortune teller draws many lines on a soft piece of ground. Then he erases them two at a time until only one or two remain. That is, it depends how many lines he drew, and then two or three, one or two remain. If there are two, it is believed to be a sign of good luck. Otherwise, it is a sign of bad luck. That is all up to him. How many lines he wants to draw. This is all imaginary things, and there is no reality in it whatsoever. The only true fact is Quran Sharif and Hadith. At-tatayyar, it refers to taking an evil omen or bad luck. That is, a person feels that something is bad luck, something there is evil in something that we are not allowed. That there is evil, this car is bad luck, or this house is bad luck. No, that there is nothing like that in Islam whatsoever. We have been given Quran to read in the house, etc., to give adhan if it's necessary, but to have all these beliefs, this is not correct. At-tarqu, taking omens from birds, as explained by Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, it could also be referring to throwing of stones and taking omens from them. That how they throw the stones and in which direction and what formation they make, then you say that there is going to be good luck or bad luck, etc. Islam is negated, refuted, and strongly condemned all such actions. by stating that they have no effect of drawing benefit or removing them. There is no good luck or bad luck in the throwing of stones, drawing of lines, etc. Believing in them is misguidance, because they are based on lies, conjecture and assumptions, together with claiming knowledge of the unseen, while Allah Ta'ala has categorically stated in the Quran Sharif, قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Nobody in the heavens or in the earth has knowledge of the unseen, but only Allah Ta'ala. Knowledge of the unseen is not even given to the malaika. Only how much Allah informs them, they know, not more than that. Even the anbiya do not know the future, like the day of Qiyamah, when it's going to come, that nobody knows. So this is only the knowledge of Allah, and this must be strongly embedded in us, that only Allah alone knows the unseen. Alimul Ghaib is only Allah Ta'ala. Muslims should hold firm onto the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they are the true sources of peace, safety and success. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من اقتبس علما من النجوم. A person who studies astrology. There is a difference, which you will explain a little bit more just now, between astrology and astronomy. Astrology, that is not permitted, that the stars have got effect on the person's life. That is a study which is being done, and this is not permissible. اِقْتَصَبَ شُعْبَةَ مِنَ السَّحْرِ زَادَ مَا زَادَ. A person who has studied this has taken from black magic. And how much more he studies it, so much more black magic that person has taken. So this is not permissible at all. Astrology refers to reading this of the stars in order to predict the future. That is astrology with an S, astrology. Horoscopes are the result of astrology. People who look into horoscopes, that is that study of theirs, and then they feel this is all imaginary and it isn't reality, that the stars have got an effect on a person's life. And according to the month you were born in, etc., in according to that they predict for you. Study of astrology is likened to magic, since both lay claim to knowledge of the unseen and hidden powers. Islam forbids it in the strongest terms. Astronomy, on the other side, should be noted that it is the study of the stars and other celestial bodies like the moon, the sun, etc., their movement, and this is used to predict time, etc., direction, etc. That is quite in order, and this is necessary and at times compulsory. In order, our actual namaz times is not by the watch as we go today, but it is by the movement of the sun. Like Zuhr is after the sun has passed the midpoint of it. Asr is before sunset. Maghrib is at sun, just after sunset. And Isha is after sunset. So we have to have this knowledge. And Fajr is before sunrise. So that is the study of astronomy, the movement of the sun. And also directions from the stars, we can see directions, the true north, etc. So that is completely different. But astrology, that stars has got an effect upon a person's life, and you can predict the future, etc., that is nothing like that, and that is totally haram.